Moncrief on News Talk.
You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. As part of the News Talk summer tour, we're on board the Spirit of Killaloe, operated by Killaloe River Cruises, thanks to ESB 1600 EV chargers across Ireland, giving you the freedom to go further. And talking about the ESB and electricity, about 20 kilometres upriver from here, there is one of the major achievements of the Irish Free State, the Ardna Crusha Hydroelectric Scheme. It still generates electricity to this day, but you can also visit it. Brendan Shine is the station manager there. Good afternoon, Brendan.
Good afternoon, Sean.
And I should point out you're not that Brendan Shine.
No.
No, no. Did you suffer horribly as a child?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You want your own lobby washed
down. Yeah.
Davidson,
how many times did you have? You must have heard that.
That's okay.
It's 100 years old, is it, more
yes,
or less?
This time, this 100 years ago, on August 13th, a contract was signed. And about 2 weeks later, the first sod was cut. And it was the start of a magnificent, unbelievable piece of infrastructure. Again, what we did was we decided, the people back then, visionary politicians and engineers, decided that they would harness the energy from the River Shannon and then use Ardna Crusha to convert it into electricity to distribute to all parts of all parts of Ireland.
Yeah, and in those days it would have been like fulfilling most of Ireland's electricity needs.
Yes, yeah. 100% of the Ireland's needs, because only 1 in 40 homes back then had electricity. 1
yeah.
in 40.
Yeah, and it was, and in terms of the cost of it, it was a massive cost, but it was a big commitment for the state. We wouldn't have had a lot of money then.
Well, we were just after 4 years of wars between the War of Independence and the Civil War. Yeah. So the country was broke, but the visionary people back then said, listen, we'll take a loan out for this. 5.2 million, which is equivalent to about 10 billion euro now.
Genius.
And 20% of the country's GDP. So at that stage then, they said, okay, we're future, we want to, for the economic benefit, also for the how we actually decided then with the building of it itself was amazing. It's 5,000 people, 4,000 people, Irish people, and 1,000 Germans. They were Siemens would have been the main contract, Siemens Schuker back then.
Yeah.
So, and we've never looked back. It opened the door to Ireland's future, and we've never looked back. And I'm really happy to say that the ESB now, for the next 100 years, we have some fantastic people. It's similar to Dr. McLaughlin. He would have been the one of the founding fathers of the ESB. So anyone that's worried about their electricity needs or their security for the next 100 years, it's going to be well taken care of.
Has it ever broken down?
And across the station?
Yeah.
No, and even to this day, just a perfect example, we don't just generate power. We also move 34 million tonnes a day away from low-lying areas of Clare and Limerick.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
So the likes of UL, all these, they would have all, this time 100 years ago, they were all floodplains. But because when the station was built, we diverted all that water away, so it allowed tens of thousands of people, industry and people, to live and work there. Because even if the station was, if we never generated a megawatt, which, remember, this is green energy.
Yeah.
From 96 years ago.
Yeah.
So even if we never generated a megawatt, we still have to move that water, because the water coming down this river, just an example at the moment, the river we're on at the moment, there's 600 million tonnes of water in the 10,600 square kilometres of the Shannon catchment area.
Mm.
Now, when the flood flows, now we were just dealing, just say today, now just maybe max is 100 tonnes per second coming down the river, but that could go to 400 up to 800 tonnes. So these are the type of flows we have to deal with. And, you know, people turn on their electricity in the morning and just take it for granted that it's always there. But you must remember, thousands of ESB people behind this, making this happen.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's, and the station itself, believe it or not, like, you remember, this was built with mechanical theodolites, slide rules, measure tapes, plumb lines. There was no PCs and phones and laser guidance devices back then. And the ingenuity of the people was just amazing. You could not build a better piece of infrastructure in there. And as I say, it opened the door for Ireland's future, and we've never looked back since.
Yeah, and has bits of it ever been upgraded from the original components?
It was completely reconditioned. That's a great question. We in the 1990s, it was completely reconditioned. New turbines were fitted. I think a SCADA system with supervisory control and data acquisition. So now, we look after everything for the first 256 kilometres, right as far as Loch Allen, Loch Ree, Loch Doug. There's 400 instruments in that. The civil team team, make sure they tell us how they want us. So I look after the mechanical and electrical. My team and I look after the mechanical and electrical. So what we do is we move that water according to the levels in the different areas. So it's vital to do everything we can to prevent flood for any constituents from here to the Shannon. But sometimes it rains very, very, very heavily.
Of course.
But we monitor 400 instruments every morning, and they run the system checking it, and that dictates then how we run the station.
Ah, right. So I'd assume then maybe during the winter, if there's a lot of rain, it's the flow is greater than it might be on a day like today.
Exactly. So that then has to be diverted to the Old River. We maintain a 10 tonnes per second down the Old River to maintain the local ecology there. But the most maximum we can take to the station is 400 tonnes per second.
Yeah.
So the Old River then has to take the rest. But we have all our stakeholders. We speak to all our stakeholders all the way down, and they put in flood defences. We let them know exactly when the water is coming. So they are already there in place for that. And the question you asked regarding the turbines, three of the turbines were replaced in the 1990s. One is on display as you go into the station itself, and it's part of the tours. And it was as good as the day it was actually installed, and that was 60 years later.
Yeah.
And that it just gets you on to the tours part of the tours part of what we do. So we're just coming very close to the end of the school's tour season, which ends at the end of on June 30th. And from the 1st of July to the 6th of September, it's open to the public. And of course, please book if you can on www.esb.ie/Ardnacrusha Tours, or it's much easier if you just go Google Ardnacrusha Tours 2025.
Yeah,
and they're all free. So we'll take about 14,000 visitors alone in the next three months.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh, that's a lot of people.
For the last 6 weeks, we've had five sessions per day. They run about 90 minutes. And we hire 8 students locally when they finish their college, so we give them employment then during the season. It's great for their well-being as well, and how they produce and how they actually it gets them ready for the future to speak to people as well.
Have you always worked for the ESB?
No, only 3.5 years I'm at the ESB.
All right.
Yeah, I grew up and live here. I used to live around the area, so I have a great affinity, great love for the place, and I'm very passionate about it. And again, I come from the pharmaceutical industry. I was 32 years in the pharmaceutical industry, and 3.5 years ago, they rang me. I was in Dubai at the time, and asked me, and ESB kindly asked me, would I be plant manager in Ardnacrusha? And it was like a dream come true.
Right. Yeah. But that, when you start, hey. But wait, did you think new job, new people, a load of people saying, do you want your old lobby washed down all over again? You must have really wanted that job. Thanks a million for coming to talk to us.
Thank you so much.
Brendan Shine, everybody. Ardnacrusha.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.